the wand, a puff of smoke, and the magic man pulls one out of the hat.
I still can't believe it happened.
Welcome to the Mirror's Magic Supercoach Quickfire Q&A. I've got company today.
Xavier Oh, mate, Alex. The Quickfire. Up last night watching the Bison.
Speaking of Quickfire, that was a Quickfire 100.
Geez, we love the Bison.
Woohoo!
Mate, I was arguing on a group chat about the Bison. And I think he's better than Cam Green with the stick. He's in the form of his life, and I love and respect how much he just doesn't complain. He promotes Cam Green every opportunity. Every time he says, "I mean, I'm not going to play."
Presses are the best presses you ever. When everyone says, "I want," you've obviously seen the famous clip where he comes out and says it. Every Aussie hates me.
Yeah,
and then you saw him the one on the weekend.
Did you see the one with Sauce?
Well, the one just scored. He goes, "Gee, not many." He goes, "I'll come here. I know my role because he's come straight from IPL. Hasn't played red ball for ages."
Well, I say not better than Cam Green, but he certainly could be playing more.
And he goes, "I just want to be ready to be the first man up. Energy, blah blah blah." He goes, "Well, I'm probably the first person to come to the UK for a holiday." And make a tub.
Yeah. That's just tough. No, he also said my dad and Saucer in Bali for Saucer's 40th.
Yeah.
I hope he gets to 40. Anyway.
Questions. Unfortunately, and this is the issue with this quickfire when the relevant players are playing on the Thursday, a few meals, but you would have got my quickfire. My trade insights have seen that I was very bullish on Mills, and I think he's going to get better and better.
What did he score? 99?
99, but...
Yeah, that hurts.
He's going to get better. And then the big one is about this coverage for Dunkley. So, video came out, it's on my Twitter, about Dunkley talking about how he got that calf injury. Because the difference, we've just gone, I'm trying to educate Zave on Supercoach. Different Supercoach and Fancy is Fancy got all these trades. He's a no question trade out in Fancy. Dunkley, off he goes. Supercoach is a hold because we've got limited trades. He's averaging 120. The next best forward's averaging 110. You're going to have to
but
hold
could he
him.
Not? Could he not miss 3 weeks?
So if he misses 3 weeks and then he comes back 5 weeks to go, because it's 8 to go, so that's 5 times 120. What's your maths?
Well, that's 512. Is that not 600?
Yeah, 600. Plus, you can put your cover in, you might get 50 each week for the three matches. So 150, 750. Over 8 weeks to go. Or you bring in someone who's going to average 100 and you're going to get 800, aren't you? So you're slightly ahead. But if he comes back 1 week, so that's where the line. So it shows that's where the line. So that's why it's like if he's only
so the
miss
line
one,
has to be 95.
If you're going to miss one
or 93,
if you're going to miss 1 week or miss 2 weeks, my view is to hold. If you've got decent cover and strengthen up that cover, so you don't want Marich to be your cover. Sheldrick's one who would have been my cover. And there are a few questions about what can you do? Can you straight swap for a Sheldrick? He would have been my answer. Hopefully you didn't do him because he wasn't too great last night. Other options are like your Liam Henry and your Sam Flanders. It's not great. So this, which is where the insights didn't say it, but if you haven't got good coverage, there's an argument to take, and you've got a few trades. I reckon if you've got five or more trades, you could trade him out and trade him back in 2 weeks' time and hope he misses three. Because, but if you haven't got many trades and you've got decent cover, well, if you use trades to get cover, so if you can do two trades and Himmelberg's within reach, you don't like me talking about him, Xavier.
No, he's a third forward, third defender. That's
if you,
it.
If you trade out, I think it's a Johnson and a... Johnson and Fife can get you a Ben Keys and he can then be your...
Well, you like that.
Your replacement for this week. And then in 2 weeks' time, you can then loop between him and a Darcy Cameron.
Oh, Keezy, mate. Keezy's a form player of the comp.
Yeah, he is. So that's what I'd rather use my two trades to get a better 23rd man than to trade out Dunkley and then... hope to trade him back in. Because if you've got trades up your sleeve, you want to be getting Sicily in a couple of weeks anyway. So that's what I say. I know Tommy's, he's not an advocate for getting that 23rd man. He's thinking of either trading him out or just doing one trade and getting like a David Cunningham bit of cover for a couple of weeks. Anyway, here we go. Next few questions are coming. So the questions about Mills or Sheldrick, you know, I'm bullish on Mills. The insights said so. This coach has four trades remaining and a boost. So you can
what's
either just like you three use way. Three in one
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can either go two trades and get Petrarca this week or use three trades and get Petrarca and Doherty but leave him just with one trade. You reckon just use it.
Send it.
The one he'd be moving is Seamus Mitchell. He's in good form. He's
a good little footballer. Neat little footballer.
I'd be tempted to give Seamus one more and get Seamus up to Sicily next week. Because all these coaches have no trades. No one's going to be able to own Sicily. If you could do,
is this now moving time? Like with Lloyd injured, like knocked out last night.
But we've talked about Sicily's, like Sicily's run when he gets back. It's Kangaroos first up. It's Richmond second up, which you saw what Lloyd was going to do on them like last night. It's St Kilda third up. Like he's just got a dream run. Collingwood, who give up points to defenders as well. So I'd rather bypass Doherty, who we know what he can do. He's borderline top six. And use that trade, take a haircut this week, and then use that trade to get...
I'd rather watch Sicily play too. And I know that doesn't matter in terms of fantasy and Supercoach, but I'd rather watch Sicily.
Yep. Next question is, would you have four trades left? So you want to get Dunkley back in, I've said. So four trades left. Would you trade Dunkley to McRae, which gives you the cash to go Briggs to English? Yes.
Yeah. I'd do and that. Then get Dunkley
back. Give you two trades left, and you can somehow work out how... You get Doug or you pray to hope, but I think that jump from Briggs to English is going to be more than what a McRae to Dunkley. Like, I think McRae might average 105.
Tim English putting on a big score tonight.
Dunkley 115, 120, but English is going to, I think, put on 15 to more than 15 points on Briggs.
He's going big tonight.
Versus Darcy Cameron. Oh, Clayton Oliver. For coaches, a different format.
Did you have Clary?
I had him and traded him because I'm pretty
aggressive. When did you get out?
That's a learning. As soon as he was out, I got him in 1 week, played one game for me, got injured.
See you later.
Traded out. But a lot of coaches held because
thinking he's Clayton Oliver.
It's like a Dunkley situation. And now they're stuffed. So shout out to those guys. But that was his question about that. Mills' question again. Can't answer that one. This coach is still holding Sicily throughout his injury. And he's going to hold Dunkley through suspension, sorry. Four trades left. Would you... Oh, it's a Mills question again. That's not much help to anyone there, sorry, that Q&A, because most of them are about Mills. But my view is people are going to have to cop a donut. I know good coaches in top 1,000 are copping 2 donuts this week. So if you can somehow...
Are you copping any?
Nah. I've got 0 trades left, though. So I'm tossing up between McRae or Connor Rosie to get in. To be my cover for Dunkley and hold Dunkley, and then from when that goes on, I'll be able to play Darcy Cameron on the bench. I'm just tossing up between Connor Rosie, who's very highly owned, and if I have him and if he gets injured, it's not going to hurt me, and if I've got decent cover, I can still climb the ranks, or do I take a punt on McRae, who's lowly owned, but if he gets injured, then I'm stuffed. But it'll be a last-minute decision for tonight, I think. Caleb Daniel... You can help me, Zave.
Right.
Ed Richards is back.
Yeah, nice little player.
Halfback flank.
Yeah.
Start of the year, great.
Yeah.
Caleb Daniel.
Yeah.
Been playing midfield this year, but the last few weeks has been playing halfback flank. Back to the midfield.
Nope.
Midfield.
Nope.
Midfield.
Backline.
They can't have a backline of Bailey Dale.
Why can't
Caleb Daniel?
We can't have a forward line with Smith and McRae in it.
They kind of do.
That's what I mean, but it doesn't work.
And the lobster. I mean, if they did have Jabara, they'd be in some strife.
Where did McRae play last week?
Midfield.
Yeah, Bevo goes, mate, we've had enough of this. Little helmet head, back line, red knob, back line.
But you've been telling me, the McRae, you reckon Bevo is just like that missus who, the Sheila, who just keeps you interested. You think they've lost all hope, you give up, and then he just sucks
he gives up and then gives
you little kicks.
Yeah.
And that's what Bevo did last week.
He's too slow to play in the forward line, so he might as well play him in the midfield. Because Treloar's flying, mate, in there.
Treloar's flying, Bond's flying, Libba's flying.
So maybe you can have a slowy in there and then let them go bang.
I think I'm going to do Rosie. All right. Good luck, everyone. Magic.